Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, we're back with Frieda, and as I said at the end of the last session, where do you see yourself going, Frieda, now? Are you going to continue working as hard as you've worked and moving forward, or do you have a plan to take life easier? I know you do a little bit more exercise and taking a little bit better care of yourself, but you know, what are you doing from a personal standpoint, and then in transitioning your business and looking for your successor, etc. What have you done, and what are your plans there?
Transitions in business, which are controlled one part person in Puerto Rico, have had a history of some people have done a good job, others don't. In my case, my son and my daughter, number one, they're my partners. I had the uneventful situation of losing my wife 5 years ago. So they inherited 40% of my business, basically. But more important, my son and my daughter were probably better educated than even I was. Federico went to Georgetown, then he did his MBA in MIT. And he also did his master's in construction management from MIT. So he has a master in construction management and an MBA from MIT.
You had to squeak by with a 14-week program for the scholarship. He had you.
He did that the whole 3 years, what I did in 14 weeks. He has worked harder than I have.
I don't know about that, but I'll let that pass.
My daughter Ceci, who took a sabbatical now to, and he's a very interesting person. My daughter Ceci is a person who took 6 months to travel the world and see the world, and she took a sabbatical now to become a mother. She's very happy with the mother. She has a wonderful little kid, and but she keeps abreast of the business. She's an architect. She studied architecture in Princeton, you know, and everything. I was very much impressed with the Princeton education.
Okay.
So she's also very well prepared. But then the fact that I have, I guess, my adopted sons, which are our project managers. We have a group of late 30s, early 40s project managers that are best in class, you know. Orlando Mendez, Eduardo Cortez, which you know very well from Tassis, Hans Moll, Ramfi Morales. So I am by far the oldest here. After me, there's this young crowd. So we have good management taking over. So they are really the face of the business nowadays. I am more into strategic planning. That's what I do the best nowadays, strategy. Enjoy my life. I have to redo my life when I lost my wife. So I'm spending a lot more time in living even the most fullest of life. Mm-hmm. I'm involved in Canteras. I've been 18 years the chairman of the board of the Peninsula Cantera Project, which is a nonprofit redeveloping Cantera. And it's funny, but it's kind of the same techniques we use here and there to create better habitats for people to live. So that has
You're optimistic that's going to get. It seems to have been a very slow development.
Well, you know what? You know, I learned very young when I went to Canteras on the first years. We started doing a lot of projects because there was a lot of consulting, a lot of things not much done. So we started a lot of money, and the people kind of revolutionized. So I didn't know what was happening. So I went to see this guy Colon, who's the head of the Puerto Rico Community Foundation. I said, Nelson, can you help me? I mean, I don't understand these people. They want to fire the executive director, which has a very nice young kid, and so I don't understand them. I was frustrated. And he told me, Frieda, you know, after hearing me for an hour, you're moving that people too fast. They feel they're lacking control, and they have revolutionized. Take it slow.
Type A, you're too much type A.
For this community, you have to go slower, you know. So ever since
your name of the company Prisa did not work there.
Everybody has his speed. Ever since I've been
more laid back.
More laid back.
Let them.
Less emphasize. Less So emphasizing less the speed and more, sabe, the letting them do it themselves, being like an advisor. Sometimes they do mistakes. Now lately they even been fighting among themselves. I guess they have been developing. So they've been so. But the community slowly, you can see the changes. Now there's about 500 kids in the university. The crime statistics are way lower than Puerto Rico.
Right.
And things like that. So something nice is going on around there.
Terrific.
You know, not everything is about speed. And that's something that I had with time. Now I pace myself better. I'm more patient.
And if you let me, you read the book about type A. You said, I'm a type A and I got to do something about
it. You know, now I'm sorry, I feel good of what I have done and what I'm doing. So I, like I say, and life is life and it can end any time. So enjoy every day.
No tanta prisa.
Well, what's the rush? We're all going to the same place.
Well, we basically started with prisa, and we ended with prisa, which is a great note then, and I, you know, it's sounding so much like almost a cliche, because with the people I've had as my guests, they're you know, like you, I admire them very much. I'm so proud of what they have done, and you know, I wish you the best of luck. I know it's going to be successful what you have in your hands right now, and you know, God bless you and take care. And thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. And like I say, you know, how do you define success? And it has a lot to do with how happy you are.
And right now, I think you're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
Good day. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.